The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
Here we are.
Total Information AM Takeover. John, you can go to KMOX.com/Red Cross all day today and make contributions to the St. Louis Red Cross as we're going to be raising money for
disaster. That's convenient, and all of the money stays here.
100% of the money will stay here. Will be directed immediately to the services related to what's going on. Joining us on the celebrity guest line right now is Sharon Watson. She's with the St. Louis Red Cross. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us in these extremely busy times.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us exactly where you're at in the recovery and what's going on and how people can help participate in the recovery.
We have three shelters that we opened Friday night, just a few hours after the tornado hit, and those shelters are at 12th and Park Recreation Center, Refresh Community Church, and Friendly Temple Outreach Center. We've had more than 160 individuals staying there in the previous days, and that number has been going up every single day. At the shelters, individuals can just come in and get food and water, three meals a day, snacks, and just recharge their cell phone or whatever they need to do, get some rest. They don't have to stay at the shelter, but they can stay overnight if they'd like. And we also are working to get supplies out into the community. We had a donation from Anheuser-Busch of water that we are providing now out at the For the Ville nonprofit location, which is 4144 Martin Luther King Boulevard, and also at the O'Fallon Park and Rec Complex at 4343 West Florissant. So if individuals are needing water and other supplies, there's a big distribution going on out there with the water that's donated by Anheuser-Busch. And we also presented that area with some tarps. Of course, that's a big issue right now for people's homes. And then we're working to start doing damage assessments around the community to see what else what is needed in those communities and in those homes that have been damaged, and find out who is eligible for some financial assistance from the Red Cross going forward, because we do provide that to those whose homes have been significantly damaged or destroyed.
And so you're seeing these devastated houses. Are you seeing individuals, families, a mix of both in your facilities?
Yes, we've seen individuals, we've seen families, a lot of little children running around the shelters, and we're doing our best to comfort them. That's one of the things that we work hard to do, is just to make sure that even though they're displaced, and that they feel they have a safe place to be and have the comforts as best as they can, even though they're going through this devastation. We've talked to several of them, and of course, they're just in some cases looking for answers of what to do next and how to find help. And so that's what we're doing in the shelters and talking to people out in the community to let them know that we are going to be there to help them through this process, through the recovery, and connecting them with other organizations along the way that can help, because community partners are critical in this effort.
Are the kids getting to school from these facilities?
Transportation situation is definitely a challenge. Some of them still are able to do that, and some of the people at the shelters are able to go to work. And we've been working with them to try to help them. There's not necessarily a bus that's taking them out to those locations, but we're working with the individuals as in one on one to help them find those resources and be able to get to where they need to go from the shelters.
Sharon Watson with the St. Louis Red Cross is our guest. If you would like to contribute and help out the efforts for the recovery here through the Red Cross, 100% of the money staying right here to deal with this crisis, you can go to KMOX.com/Red Cross. Sharon, I would assume most people who are in need of services have been identified with you all yet. Are you all still trying to find people who are looking for help? And if so, where is there a resource database of that people can access to go get that assistance?
We would encourage people to call 1-800-RED-CROSS, because in doing so, that will let them register with us and know their home has been damaged or destroyed, and we will come out and do damage assessments. and also will let us know, let us be able to refer them to other organizations that can help beyond what the Red Cross has as far as shelters and supplies in the community. So that's really key, to call 1-800-RED-CROSS if you have been impacted. And we are working to go through the community. We've been out in different areas talking to people to make sure that they know. We know that some people are still without power, so they may not have their cell phones charged and their news media availability to find out that what is happening through KMOX and other locations. So we've been trying to get that word out to people. So if you do know of people who are affected, please let them know to call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
So many of us, our lives haven't been affected by this. We see it on TV. I live a couple of blocks from this, and it's like I live in a different world. If I wanted to contribute something other than monetary, which people can do at KMOX.com/Red Cross, is there other ways that I could be helpful to the Red Cross in your efforts?
Yes, volunteering is certainly something that is critical for us. 90% of our workforce comes from volunteers, which we are so grateful for. So if anyone wants to help out in this current situation in St. Louis, and just even as a temporary volunteer to support this one, you can go to redcross.org/volunteer and sign up. You can also sign up there to be a longer term volunteer as well, which we always need, because of course the disasters we're seeing are coming more frequently and becoming more intense. So the need for people to help us respond is really great.
Yeah, and you know, this particular event, the recovery time is going to last quite a while. How long do you foresee providing services to these dislocated families and others in the area have been impacted?
Ultimately, the process will be weeks, months, and could go on much longer than that for individuals that we're helping through the recovery process. As far as our shelters, we will keep those open as long as we are needed. And we work with the community to determine that, work with the individuals in the shelter to find out what their needs are, and you know, help them to find a more long-term housing situation through our partners. And so that's a process that can take quite some time, but we would expect the shelters to be up for quite a while. And then also after they close, our recovery process, working with everybody that has come in contact with us, will continue for many months ahead.
That is Sharon Watson with the Red Cross of St. Louis. You can help out by going to KMOX.com/Red Cross. Sharon, thanks for all you're doing and the aid you're giving, the valuable aid you're providing this community.
Thank you so much for having us.
John, I live just a couple of blocks from where the storm is on the southern side.
Yep.
And it's two different worlds. And you go over into where that storm is. The impact there is immeasurable, and so many of us are living our normal lives. Maybe people can throw a couple extra nickels towards the Red Cross or get out there and put some sweat equity in this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It is going to be beautiful. RedCross.org or KMOX.com/Red Cross for help.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.